Gang, you only got three more chances to see RU Garbage live.
Yeah, guys, December 14th, 15th, and 16th, we're going to be in Hartford, Connecticut at the Funny Bone. We're going to be in Albany, New York at the Funny Bone. Then we're going to be in Syracuse, New York at the Funny Bone as well. Guys, this is a great way to introduce your friends to the show. If you're coming, bring a couple of pals.
Bring the squad.
It's a good time. It's stand-up.
We're hanging out.
We play AYG. You seen the clips. What are you doing? Come out. We'll see you there.
Let's go.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to everybody's favorite new podcast. This is Are You Garbage? It's a little show we sit down with your favorite comedians and we find out if they're going to be classy.
Yeah.
Or if they're just a big old piece of trash.
Mm-hmm.
I'm your host, H. Foley, coming at you on a beautiful day down here at Aunt Tootie's basement.
Yeah.
She's upstairs sleeping one off. She lost her shirt yesterday at the Eagles game.
Okay.
And I'm not talking about money either. All right? My co-host is coming at you from right next to me. He is the CEO of RU Garbage. He's the only guy that makes Dave Portnoy nervous. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for KJ, Kevin James Ryan.
Don't say that. I don't need any public feuds. I'm sure we can't win.
He would squash us like a bug. He'd have me in a dog collar.
Yeah, let's T-Bone cut that. We love Bar- What's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in. As always, please make sure you rate, view, subscribe on iTunes, even though it doesn't fucking matter anymore. Full video available on YouTube. And as you know, those numbers are...
True the roof.
True the fucking roof, baby. And then patreon.com/RU Garbage. Shout out to Al Gore for inventing the internet back in the day, because patreon.com is the greatest website of all time. You can sign up, get bonus content, episodes of AYG, episodes of Hard Feelings, which is a whole nother podcast you've never even heard. Some of our best podcasts, by the way. Live streams, the whole nine yards. Check it out.
It's absolutely fantastic. You got Velcro, Getting to the Moon, the Salad Bar, patreon.com.
Mm-hmm.
The fucking pinnacle right there of human existence. And how about a nice quick shout out to our producer extraordinaire. The magic man makes us all look good. You can't see it, but he's wearing a shirt that I hate.
New shirt,
T-Bone. T-Bone McMuffin, Toby McScruffins. Give it up for him.
What up, dudes?
What up, T-Bone?
Yeah, you want to make fun of shirts, bro? That camo ain't working. We can all see it.
I can somehow see you more.
Got this from the Air Force base. It was covering Hangar 9. Gang, we could not be more excited to have our incredibly special guest back with us again today. He's going to be answering your questions. This man is on the Mount Rushmore of RU Garbage.
Oh, yeah.
He needs no introduction. Give it up for Mr. Tom Takar, everybody.
Hey, thank you, boys.
Let's go.
It's good to be back. I love this fucking show, man.
Did not show up with a beer this time, but you showed up with a Diet Dr. Pepper.
I have to cool it a little bit. I'm still drinking a lot, but I just have to, the 2 p.m. I can't do right now.
Yeah.
I had a little come to God moment where I was at a Taco Bell cantina.
And, oh, my God.
I thought you meant you were shooting heroin. All right.
I was at a Taco Bell.
Let's kick this party in the overdrive.
I was on the business end of a Gordita and a Lagunitas.
You're not wrong, brother. That's about it. They have a happy hour at the Taco Bell cantina.
What?
Where?
It's right next to my gym over on Broadway. Oh, yeah.
You know, that'll level you out. I got a carb load before I hit the treadmill.
You're in there with sweatpants and a kettlebell.
This is my gym routine. Is I go to McDonald's, I get a big iced coffee,
what?
Take that to
he
the gym.
He told us this. Yeah.
And then I go to the Taco Bell afterwards, and there's a cantina. And I've started going to the happy hour. And it's $10, and you get
all you can drink.
Beer and three tacos. And I got into an argument.
Twist.
Yeah, you do get that.
Jesus, dude.
And I got into an argument with the lady at the register because I was like, hey, I'll take a beer and the thing. And she was like, no, you got to get alcohol. And she meant like the Twisted Freeze thing. And I was like, well, the beer is alcohol. And she was like, no. And I was like arguing with this lady about the definition of alcohol at a Taco Bell. And I was like, I got to chill a little bit.
Yeah, you shouldn't be arguing at a Taco Bell.
No.
There's no argument where you don't look like a piece of garbage.
Yep. But I gotta cool it a little bit. But on the 2 p.m. drinking. But
Twisted Tea ain't a beer, lady. I'm telling you that right now. Holy shit.
I just want to say real fast, I love your fucking fans, man. It's the only time
I've
ever read
the best,
comments
dude.
because I don't read comments on videos, but my lady was like, you gotta see these people. It's funny.
And they're overwhelmingly
they
nice.
Love you.
So nice, but it's the way they comment is so fucking funny, where it's like, this guy's the biggest piece of shit I've ever seen.
He's my
new
favorite.
I've never been a bigger piece of garbage in my fucking life. When are you coming to my town? I love it. I bet I could spit in this guy's mouth.
When are you coming to my town? Not even a specific city. Like, you know where their town is.
Yep. I love it.
Buddy, they love them.
And like, this isn't me pandering. I feel like we pander so much, but they're so fucking nuts. Literally, 99% of the comments on YouTube are nice, and please don't let this ruin it.
Yeah.
And when someone does comment something mean, people go, shut up, Bozo.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. Love that. But I'm not trying to pander at all. I just I think that's so funny. Yeah.
I'm just curious. When you say that you go there for happy hour, are you having one beer or multiple beers?
I'm having one there. That's a starter.
That's your pregame.
Yeah, and it's good. They have the beers that that fill up from the bottom.
I don't trust that, dude. I'm old school.
They never know how to use it.
I don't trust it.
I don't either. It
doesn't make sense to me.
It's so weird. I didn't get it. I saw it happen. I was like, how the fuck did that happen?
I don't get it.
They got new tech over there, man.
Fucking Star Trek. What's going on?
Tesla's in the Taco Bell now.
Elon Musk got involved.
That thing blows my mind, too. But it is such a parlor trick.
Yeah.
It just says how trashy we are. Ooh, it fills. They got the beers that fill up from the bottom.
I felt like I was like in the future. I was like, I'm not supposed to be seeing shit like this. This is for
you're
my
like
grandkids.
You're wiping the bottom and stuff.
Chris Angel comes out of the kitchen.
Well, then I fucked up because it's a little magnet at the bottom, and then I fucked with it and it started leaking.
Mine's leaking.
That just means you had to shotgun that beer.
He's drinking from the bottom. I got it.
All right, let's get into it. We wanted to ask you, the Thanksgiving just passed.
Yes.
What did you do this year, and what was the standard? What was the standard?
So, usually, I'm a big Black Friday guy. I love Black Friday.
Dude. Oh, my God. Dude, holy shit.
That's Jesus like my family's Christ. Shit. It's just pushing
people
around.
Go fight another family?
Yep. It's like, I love Black Friday. I love the energy. It's like the purge.
Oh, my God. Nothing says Thanksgiving like elbowing an old lady in the face for an Xbox 3.
Everybody was mad when they moved Black Friday up to Thanksgiving Day, and I was like, this is way better.
Yeah.
I like this.
Wait, they did it on Thanksgiving Day?
Yeah, they do it on Thanksgiving
Day.
Yeah,
they kept moving. Like, that was maybe like a decade ago or so. Kept moving it up more and more.
Walmart kept pushing the envelope.
It'd be like Thursday night, and then it was like Thursday afternoon or whatever. Yeah. Now it's like, you
now
know,
it's
it starts
just
in October.
Yeah. I love it. You get a nice pair of, boxers for cheap. I don't even go.
Boxers,
I don't even
you
want
go,
anything anymore.
You go on big ticket items.
I don't even want anything anymore. I used to go for like DVDs and video games, and then it's like, I'm not going to fucking have a DVD in my house.
Wait, back this up. When did you actually start doing this?
This was when I was probably in high school. My mom loves it too. I told you, my family loves deals. Oh, yeah. We would go.
Would you sleep out?
I started doing that on my own.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, you would camp out?
I wouldn't sleep, but I would bring
hang out.
I would bring a big thing of coffee with some Baileys in it, and it was like a party. I would hang out outside of Best Buy or Target and then be the first in there to get a TV or something.
Were you ever in the front of the line?
Never very front, but I was close. I was close. You had to get there so early. It wasn't worth it, you know?
You don't get
if
to have dinner.
Fifth in line, yeah.
And you would talk to the other people in the line.
No, I don't make it.
You said it was like
a party. He's all business.
No, with the people I come with.
Oh,
I had like a group of friends.
You got a grill going.
Time's a game start.
Those dogs done yet? What's happening?
Quick game of cornhole. I were waiting, huh? Mm-hmm. Holy shit. Dude, so you would roll with the
waiting
squad.
Waiting in line for anything is trash.
Trash.
Unless it's like a heart transplant.
Dude.
Other than that, you got to get off the list.
Unless you're on the liver list.
I waited in line for the COVID shot because they get the early one.
Well, that
felt trashy too.
I mean, you're not waiting for a toaster.
It had the same vibe of like
no Baileys either, huh?
Oh, I brought the Baileys.
Wait, so who would actually do this?
This was people I would, my college roommates, I got into it. I was like, let's do it. And they
Why are you guys around each other on Thanksgiving? You didn't go home for Thanksgiving?
Some of them were from, I'm from my college town. So I would have townie people who would go with me. And then I would have some of my college roommates would stay in town.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
With a college in the same town you grew up.
Where'd you go, Bloomington?
Yeah, Bloomington, baby. Yeah.
IU.
Yeah.
Hoosiers. Do you have a favorite Black Friday deal that you've locked down?
Ooh, let's see here. The funny thing is, I would never get anything that good. You know, it would be like, oh, I can get
Double
Jeopardy, the Blu-ray.
Great movie,
for $2. It is good. I don't know why that's what I pulled. I haven't seen that since the year it came out.
Dude, that blew my mind when you found out that was a law. You're like, what?
I know. You're like, man, I can't wait for this to apply to my life.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I was waiting to kill somebody. I was waiting to beat a murder charge just to kill that person again.
I can't wait to get V for Vendetta. I would buy a bunch of, I'm going to get
H2O or whatever.
What is the best thing? I definitely have gotten TVs and laptops and shit in the past.
And have you been in situations where, like, you were pressed up against the thing and the
any,
game
like,
was going
any
up?
Hand-to-hand
definitely,
like,
definitely some pushing around. Yeah, the thing that is a real thrill is the old women who will just bust your ass with their cart. They have a cart and they're just fucking your shit up. And
dude,
you're like, it's like a mosh pit. It's sick. I think they should cut the lights out. Just put on, like, let the bodies hit the floor.
Just a strobe light.
Hit the floor. Yeah.
Just flashes of Tom swinging.
I'm like a pretty peaceful
cut
man.
Cut the
that's
lights
right.
out.
Just flickering. Like, yeah.
Everyone's got to be blindfolded. throw a couple American Gladiators in there. I can pop out of the aisles. Jeez. Railroad you.
Mm-hmm.
Dude,
mm-hmm.
What the fuck, man? What about the meal?
The meal, my mom would always cook because if she didn't, there wouldn't be enough food. We would go, I can't remember if I talked about this last time, but I remember going to somebody else's Thanksgiving in our family, and the food was all gone by 2 p.m. All they had left was tortilla chips.
What?
Like,
that's not Thanksgiving. That's Cinco de Mayo.
If you're watching football and eating a nacho, I guess it's that's Thanksgiving.
Any more con queso?
Wait, hold on. What do you mean by that? All the food would be gone at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
When was the dinner served?
When people show up, they just start
they
eating.
They just start
eating. Yeah, the food is there.
These are Black Friday people. they're not waiting. They're not,
what's
you
your family?
Not with
wolves?
My mom.
What the fuck? When they show up, what do you mean? I don't understand. The turkey
the food
was
is out.
The food's out.
The food is out when it
probably
comes
buffet
out. Not
style.
When my mom cooks. When my mom cooks, it comes out. When
so
it's,
at your cousin's house, hey, we're having Thanksgiving. Get here at 2.
Yeah,
the
but people just show
out.
Up when they want. Yeah. Yep.
You it's don't sit down as a family buckets. And then cut the turkey and
no,
say
no,
say
no.
grace and stuff like
no,
that?
No.
Say
there's
grace?
Not, there's no time for eating. Grace. That's a trick. Somebody would be like, hey, say grace, and while your eyes are closed, the food's gone. It's every
not
man fall, for himself
not
out
falling
there.
For that shit again.
Somebody hit you in a blackjack?
Man, I always wanted a blackjack.
Oh, man.
Those things are cool.
And work 100% of the time.
Yeah.
Right? According to the A team.
Yeah, nobody was ever just like, ow, what the fuck?
What the fuck are you doing?
They always drop.
Fucking hit me with a dildo, you fucking dirtbag. Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That it's just a free-for-all.
There was no, like, I mean, when my mom cooks, it's like the food comes out, everybody helps themselves. But everybody just has a plate and they're walking around.
Yeah, kind of wandering about.
Yeah.
Wait, you're not sitting down?
I mean, well, people will sit, but there's no formal, like, everybody sits at
there's no, like, 20-foot
like,
table.
So you got, like, people eating Thanksgiving dinner in the living room in like, a chair.
Yeah.
And, like, on the
yes,
couch.
Yes, yes. I'm watching. I'm doing
party.
That. I'm
oh
playing,
God,
I'm playing
dude, that's
some 2K.
You're playing video games during Thanksgiving dinner?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Play some Mario Golf?
What the fuck?
Have a little glass of wine? It's a
I
nice
thought
time.
You were a nice kid. I thought you probably went to, like, Carnegie Mellon or
I know.
Something like
I
that.
I think we
know
talked about
is.
This in the first one. We had you so pegged so wrong.
Carnegie Mellon. Is that that's the brand of like textbooks, right?
No, that's
Jesus, you're trash.
I ate a
what
Carnegie
was the name
Mellon?
Of the textbooks we used to steal? Someone
Carnegie Mellon.
No, Carnegie.
You're thinking of Sonic.
Yep, there we go.
Jesus, dude, that's fucking insane.
Oh God, that's great.
But your mom throws down.
Oh, my mom can cook. Yeah, she's great.
About how many people we are at this affair.
This can be anywhere from, you know, 20, 40. It's like people will just bring random
whoever,
people.
Yeah.
Yeah. There will be people I've never met, like never heard of.
At your Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
your
yeah,
mom's.
Yeah. Because we have a big family, you know. It's a lot of random, like, people will, like, have a new girlfriend who has six kids or whatever.
Sounds like Shelly.
You know, but my mom feeds them all, and then they, and yeah, I don't want to get too much into that. I'm trying to insult some people, but they're all good people. They're all good people. Still got to go home for Christmas.
Jesus. But you didn't go home this year.
I didn't go home this year. I went to our buddy Tim McLaughlin's place, and he deep fried turkeys.
Ooh.
And
multiple turkeys.
Yeah, he got two turkeys and he deep fried them.
Nice.
No burning down the place.
Came
he did
out
a good,
good
job. He did a good job. I tried to make some shit.
What'd you try?
I made some. I woke up the morning of and I was all tired. I was like, fuck, I got to bring something to this. I can't just bring chips like I was going to.
Bring chips to Thanksgiving, dude.
Dude,
that's crazy.
I got
half open.
People got, yeah.
It's got the big clip on it.
I only took a cut. It's a family size bag. And they added 20%, so I only ate that 20%.
I brought some scoops and a quartered sleeve of Oreos.
There was one guy who did that.
A 2 liter of Dr. Pepper.
I looked up
quartered sleeve of Oreos.
I looked up easiest recipes, and I made. And it wasn't easy. I made asparagus that had cheese all over it.
I saw that picture, dude.
I fucked it up, man. I wish I had a picture. I don't have the picture, but it looked like shit. It was bad.
Asparagus on Thanksgiving, too.
Yeah, I know.
That's pretty normal, though.
No. Well, I needed something healthy. I needed to make something healthy because my heart was doing weird stuff. So I was like, I should probably bring some greens.
Dude, I've been boozing so much my arms and legs hurt, and I'm not sure why.
You ever just have?
They've just been in pain the past 3 days.
I'm so happy to hear you say that. I thought I was weird. I was on stage, and I was like, why are all my appendages numb?
Dude, That's kind of what mine's more of a burning sensation.
Thank God. I thought it was all in my head, but
that's
dying.
That's all you need is one guy to be like, yeah, me too. And you're like, oh, I don't need to see a doctor.
Yeah, that
or
just
anything.
Mentally made, it's gone now. The fact that you were like, I got something cooking too. I'm like, oh, I'm good.
Oh, man.
It's all the beer and fucking
ciggies. Yeah.
That'll do it.
I was doing too many cigars. Like, because I don't really smoke, but if I'm drinking, so it's all the time. Yeah. And
did you get boozed up on Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah. Two boozed up. And I had shows. And I was like, oh, shit.
Get boozed up before shows?
I don't try to, but if I'm having Thanksgiving, I kept saying, anytime you hear me say I'm built different, it's going to be a bad night for me.
Yeah.
I was saying that. I was like, I can be drunk on stage. I'm built different. And then I was
built
not built different. I'm built the same.
If you mean flawed, yes, you are.
Yeah. I was doing that. I think I said that last time I was on the show. I thought I was built different. It was rough. But yeah, I was like, the next day, I was like, what the fuck am I doing? I'm getting too drunk. And then I had shows in Springfield, Missouri, and I just did the same thing again.
Yeah.
Wait, the next day?
Yeah, next day.
So Friday.
Friday, yeah.
What'd you get up and you took a flight?
I sure did.
Drinking on the flight?
Springfield, Missouri. I didn't drink on the flight. I was too hungover. But man, Springfield, Missouri. It cost me $640 fucking dollars to fly there.
It's crazy, dude. The flights
are
bananas.
I could have gone to Paris, man.
I know.
When did you buy the ticket?
I bought it like 3 weeks out. But
He bought it at the airport.
I bought my
and
luggage
he's
there.
He's going to St. Louis.
You guys take cash still? What's the deal?
Yeah, I bought. I bought it at the airport. I was like, "Do you guys have like bags and stuff?
You've got underwear here?
Yeah, just holding on. Yeah, can I buy like? Yeah, I go to the fucking suit store.
I couldn't find any toothpaste and deodorant, so I just bought a watch and some sunglasses. I never understood that.
Yeah.
What?
I was leaving JFK Airport when I got home, and I walked by a full sunglass and watch thing. I'm like, who's buying a watch at the airport?
I kind of get it. Well, I do. The more we travel, the more I get it because you're just in. If you're like by yourself or whatever, you're just there waiting.
Yeah.
So you're like, I'm fucking waiting. I'm on vacation.
Bored. Yeah.
Money isn't real, whatever. I
bet it's a high percentage of gifts, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
There's a reason they're there.
They forgot to grab something on the islands. Yeah, I'll get them.
I think about that all the time.
What
I don't understand. They have to be there for a reason.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Dude, there's no way fucking, you know, Prada or whoever's opening up a store if they're not moving fucking merchandise, you know? What I don't understand is, like, at, like, Times Square, there's just, like, there's, like, that suit store that sells, like, alligator shoes and stuff. You're like, who's buying these
and they must
underground?
Be. They that is a good point. You have no cell phone service. You're like, I better buy alligator boots.
Yeah, well, it's also like you've limited your your market to people that swiped into the turnstile.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you can only swipe after you can only buy it once you're after the gate.
I always assumed they were stores for people who committed crimes and walked in and completely changed their clothes and walked out another door.
That's all in the same shop.
They walked into the polo shop and never came out.
That's all people who jump the turnstile. Yeah.
Throw a disguise on real quick.
Throw on a Steve Harvey suit. They'll never catch me.
Yeah.
Kip, let's talk about the good people at Roman.
Roman?
Yeah, that's right. They're solving problems discreetly.
Oh, yeah.
If you know what I mean. You got a little issue in the bedroom, reach out to Roman. Let me tell you something. When stuff starts popping off, you want to be ready.
Yeah.
You want to make sure you got a loaded gun when you're in a gunfight.
Mm-hmm.
Roman can help you with that.
Can't be walking around like an asshole.
No, and they don't just throw pills at you. They find out what's going on, and they assess it from there and keep it moving.
Yeah, ED is more common than you think. In fact, 52% of men between 40 and 70 will experience some sort of ED.
Oh, yeah.
The benefits of ED treatment can help you reconnect with your partner and rediscover the joy of sex. I know when me and Foley are having an issue, that's what we do.
That's right.
Back in the bedroom, out of the boardroom, into the bedroom.
I'm dead weight down there.
Roman's system is completely confidential, totally discreet. No big logos or labels on the packages.
Uh-uh.
Ship right to your house. And a free online evaluation and ongoing care for erectile dysfunction. All from the comfort and privacy of your home. A licensed U.S. healthcare professional. U.S., baby.
There you go.
We're not going overseas. USA licensed healthcare professional. We'll work with you to find the best treatment plan, and if medication is appropriate, ship straight to you, two-day shipping.
That's what I like about it.
For free, go to GetRoman.com/garbage, and if you're prescribed, get $15 off your first month of ED treatment. Make sure you're ready to have the confidence and control this fall. Roman ready. One more time, GetRoman.com/garbage today. Do it.
Gang, let's talk about the daily tip from the good people over there at MGM Betting.
The big dogs.
That's right. If you're into sports betting, you know things can change quick. Got a big weekend coming up. Make sure you check out the Daily Tips so you know what's going on, baby.
Yeah, the Daily Tips gives you an early look at all the angles. And I used to be a big gambler, still dabble a little bit from time to time if something tickles my fancy. And you always need that edge. You're always looking for that insight.
Sure, that's what it's all about.
You're looking for some information to make your decision based
information
upon.
Information is power.
Yeah, and power is money. Money, power, respect, keys to life. Check it out.
There you go.
Foxy Brown or somebody? Whatever. With featured guests.
I think it's Creedence.
With featured guests like bookmakers, Audacity, Insiders, and BetMGM experts, you'll always get a fresh take on the action, not these tired bozos you always hear from.
I want to be a bookmaker.
Your friends will be wondering what... Sorry. Your friends will be wondering what you know that they don't. And not that you have to tell them where you heard it. You can pass all these good ideas off as your own.
There you go.
All the good stats. As much fun as it is to bet on a game, it's even more fun when you got the inside scoop. Ready to bet with an edge? Tune into the Daily Tip presented by MGM. Listen weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern on Audacity, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Do it.
Yeah. Oh, man, that stuff is so poorly made, too. I've bought clothes from there.
You've bought them?
Yeah. He's not great with words. This is Henry. He ain't great with words.
More of an idea, man. I'm sorry, idea, man. I apologize.
There we go.
Yeah, when I've been hemmed up to like go to a wedding, I've bought in suits in those places.
Do you remember we did? Oh man, so LOL Comedy Club used to be it was over on like 8th or 9th Ave. It wasn't too far from here, remember? And it was before we had started working anywhere. And someone texted you, "Hey, get up here. I can get you a check spot on like the 9 o'clock show." But the clothes the shirt you were wearing was so embarrassingly bad. You're like, I can't wear this on stage. So you stopped at one of those gift shops and bought an I Love New York t-shirt over here. And it had, like, the Empire State Building. And
oh,
he's like,
God.
This is cool, right? I'm like, yeah, man.
Turn
I'm
it
like,
inside out. That's great.
He went up on stage. It's like, first club spot ever. Wearing an
Killed,
I Love.
By the way.
Honestly.
Murdered.
Probably a good shirt because all the people at that club are tourists. Who,
oh, yeah.
Who
they were all probably wearing the same shirt. Yeah.
This is our guy.
This guy was on the bus.
He's
with
like
us.
Me.
They also thought I was Bobcat Goldthwait.
No, you're. Never mind.
Yeah. You knew where that was going. Were you going to say Bobcat Goldthwait?
No, I was going to say Bobcat Overweight.
Ah, you should have went with it because I felt bad because what I said stunk. You could have saved us, Kippy. Now we got to cut the whole thing.
I'm trying not to make as many fat jokes.
What do you mean? What are you, nuts?
I have a theory.
You got Patreon on the line.
Every
here.
Fat joke I make, I put on like a half a pound. There's like some sort of trans fat god out there that's just making me fatter.
I'm like, I'm like Venom for fat. Man.
Like a body Pinocchio. The whole thing gets bigger.
I'm like Medusa. You just all of a sudden have a cheeseburger in your hand.
Well, that was my theory. I was like, I am getting fatter just by being around them. Someone goes, what do you mean? I'm like, I don't know. There's just more appetizers all the time. There's just more fried food when you're with Holy. And I'm like a skinny mini walking next to you, too. I feel, you know, I'm strutting around.
So you think you have a little room to breathe,
yeah,
huh?
I'm like, well, I'm not 400 pounds.
I'll have that four slices.
I still got a $1.70 to go. Let's take the governor off this thing.
All right, let's get into some cues.
Yeah, let's do some question, guys. So as you know, when you sign up for Patreon, we will answer your garbage question on the air. And we got some fucking heaters. Some heaters. This one's I never thought of. This is from Vinny with the skinny jeans, which is named after my buddy from growing up, who's apparently become a character. That's great. Vinny with the skinny. Ever wear your dad or brother's clean underwear when you're hemmed up on laundry? Have you ever had to put another person's underwear on?
Yes, I have done that. And it does not feel good.
No, it's a bad
thing.
And
I do the thing where you put it inside out. You're like, is that doing something? Now at least our dicks ain't touching.
I agree with it, though.
Yeah, I don't know why that feels better, but I have had to do that.
You put it on backwards, that's worse.
I've done it on accident, too, and because my brother, growing up, he was like two sizes above me, mm-hmm. and then all day you're just like, oh.
Just, yeah, you're swimming in him.
Yeah.
Skinny though.
If you see a backwards underwear strap poking out of someone's jeans, you're like, oh, that guy's in a bad way.
Yeah. That wasn't his first choice.
Yeah. Good feeling. I would wear my when I was obviously thinner and closer to my brother's weight. Like when I was younger and he was doing well, he had like Brooks Brothers underwear and all that stuff.
Nice.
Oh, I would fucking wear that shit all the time. Dude. And my dad, when he was bigger than me, I would always, when I would go home, I would always wear his underwear to sleep in because it was almost like wearing like shorts.
He felt like his girlfriend.
You got any old t-shirts I could wear too, Papa?
I'd wear one of his button downs when he wasn't nothing else. He comes home, I'm sitting there.
Risky business.
I'm sitting that's there like great. Julia Roberts, just his tie on. How was work, Dad?
Oh, that's great. I'm bad with like keeping underwear like healthy, you know. Like once a year, I just buy a bunch.
Oh, fuck yeah.
This year, I ran into the thing where I showed up at a club. I didn't have any underwear. I forgot to bring it. Mm-hmm. And so my move is I go to TJ Maxx. It's my move.
It's my move.
I thought you were going to say I asked the host.
My thing.
I think he's got a procedure for when he forgets his underwear. It's happening that
way. Wait, hold on. Why is that an issue?
That not having I go to TJ Maxx? What do you mean?
No, why is it
packing,
an issue? That
like on the road, you mean?
Oh, yeah, I just forget to bring underwear.
No, but I'm saying, why is it an issue if you show up to a club with
no underwear? Because I got
to
buy it last minute. And
no,
then
but
it's
I'm
like,
saying, wouldn't you just do the show without
no
underwear?
No, I can't do that. My ass is all stinking up my pants. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's that bad.
I got to do 5 shows. I got to do 3 days with one pair of underwear.
You're showering.
I know, but it might.
You
gotta
do underwear.
I'm not wearing underwear right now.
That is very upsetting.
I would have put a Bitcoin on that bet.
Oh, man.
Go ahead. I apologize.
No,
that's
no,
why you have
no.
your own chair.
But the problem is TJ Maxx, I am used to it being having, you know, I got some options. I bought Spider brand underwear.
What's that?
And it does not feel good.
The,
it's like
with
silky.
The jackets?
It's what's that?
Like they sell like motorcycle jackets.
Yeah, I think so. And holy. It's got a it's weird looking as hell, and it's like it's uncomfortable, and now I'm stuck in it.
Came with a Monster Energy drink.
Yeah, yeah. It does not feel like my brand.
Really?
You think underwear is just underwear until you can't find normal underwear.
Dude, what do you get to my size? It's fucking it's like a minefield out there.
You think that everybody just has that's gonna happen someday?
Everybody's gonna be 400 pounds.
Wait till you're fat as me. You'll find out then.
You laugh now, skinny boy.
You'll see one older. Day. Yeah, exactly. Oh, you laugh now.
Enjoy your spider underwear now while you can. Yeah. My biggest regret. What is your brand?
I like just a simple Hanes or whatever, but I buy whatever they got.
Boxer briefs? Boxer briefs. Tighty whiteys?
Boxer briefs. I switched to that.
You could strike me as a tighty whitey man.
I used to be a tighty whitey man.
I believe it.
That's when I was wearing my brother's shit. Yeah. That's when I was copping my brother's shit.
He's a tighty whitey man.
What about the stepdad? What was he?
Tighty whitey.
Yeah.
Yep. And that
no, dad. If your dad back then was doing boxers, he was doing
too cool
orgies or something.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you don't want a dad.
You don't want a dad
like
in
that.
Boxers now.
No.
Unless your dad was Jackie Gleason. Yeah. Yeah. You better be wearing a pair of tighty whiteys.
Like, and if they were boxers, they were those white boxers.
Yes.
Yeah.
These... Or a plaid. You could see a plaid.
It was my stepdad's underwear in the laundry if it was like there was a hole in the band, you know?
Yeah.
And he's still rocking them.
Still rocking them.
Yep.
Which I never got. That was like the thing. I got underwear older than you or whatever. And now as I get older, I'm like, some of my underwear has been hanging around a little too long.
Yeah.
You got to clean the thing to do, once a year, clean it all out, start fresh.
I'm about to start doing it once every 3 months, I think.
There you go.
Yeah. Because it's starting to look like, I don't know, my ass is doing weird stuff now these days. I got an unhealthy ass, and I don't know what it's doing down there all day.
Sounds like he's on Rumspringer or something.
Yeah, that's what happens when you pregame at a Taco Bell canteen.
Yep. Your body just starts doing weird things.
What, a little sharpened? You notice a little
it's
more?
Not even, it's just weird. I don't know. It's like red and brown and shit.
Old red ass.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird stuff going down there. And I don't like to pay too much mind to it, but I think I'm going to start switching it out every few months.
It feels good when you clean out that sock and underwear drawer.
So good.
Oh, everything's
fantastic
lined up.
Feeling.
Yes.
Yeah, really good.
I got to get on that MeUndies shit.
And also, I they don't sponsor anymore, but they're good folks over there at Sheath. And that's all. I literally went through and I've replaced every pair. All I have is Sheath. It's. You can't go back. Like once you go, and they last way longer. They're more expensive though. But try promo code Garbage. You might save a couple of bucks.
There you go.
Highly recommend them. But like getting that's like nice underwear. As I get older, I'm like it is more important.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah. Because you're in it all the time.
I know. Especially when you're traveling and shit. You're like it's just
And the more expensive it is, usually the better it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll last longer.
It works. Yeah.
All right, let's see. This one's from Murdoch. On vacation, do you hang your wet clothes off the balcony to dry them off? If you're at like a hotel or like...
I don't have wet clothes. What are you talking about? Do it laundry on the road?
Oh, I guess it would be like if
you're
you were,
swimming. You
yeah,
fucking
if you were like...
Oh, where are
like
you
a,
going on vacation?
I'm not going swimming on the road. I'm not swimming anywhere. What are you talking about? I'll dip my toe in the fucking water.
Wait.
He's in there in jeans.
Do you ever go on vacation?
No,
never.
No, not really.
Even with your lady, she doesn't want you to.
You know what? We went like upstate for a couple days, and we like would go hiking and stuff. But we're not going like to a resort or something.
Really?
Yeah. No.
You don't
no.
like the beach?
I'm not really. No,
Can
I'm not
you
a
swim?
Beach guy. Not great.
Wow.
No,
really?
I'm not a good swimmer. Yeah.
Really?
I start
That's
choking.
The ultimate
to be,
sign of garbage.
Dude, I went my buddy's bachelor party. He was like, "Let's go on a boat," and we were playing beer pong on the boat. And I was all drunk and kind of high, and one of the ping pong balls went in the water, and I was like, "Don't worry, fellas, I got this.
I'm built different.
I'm built different."
But Tom, you can't swim. But I did eat in a Taco Bell.
That's right. Watch. Oh, I can't swim. Watch this, and then
you're holding the anchor. Doesn't matter.
I dove in the water. I don't know how to breathe when I'm in the water, and so I immediately took in all the water and just threw up everywhere. And I thought nobody saw it. Everybody saw it, and they were like,
"Watch
hey,
for
man.
The bounce." He's still playing the game.
They were like, "Are you good?" And I was like, "Ah." And then I took the ping. I got the ping pong ball. Tried to throw it up, and I just threw it to the other side of the boat. But then I was like, "How am I going to get back up there?" And luckily, I lived. But
getting
no,
out
I
of
can't
a boat,
swim, man.
Getting onto a boat from the water
yes.
is physically impossible. If there's not a ladder,
yeah.
even if there's a ladder, it's
even
tough.
With the ladder, it's tough. Yeah. And I'm terrified of the water.
What sort of body of water were you in?
This was a lake.
Okay,
a nice love lake.
A nice lake.
Oh, it was great, but I shouldn't have jumped.
What time of year?
This would have been the summer.
Okay,
this was over
so
the
it
summer.
Was okay.
Oh, it was beautiful, okay. but it was great. Great day. But no, I can't really swim that well.
My Jeffrey Borghetti's bit about
oh
pulling
my
himself
God.
Up on the boat.
And having to fight okay. somebody on the other boat.
The
right?
ex-boyfriend.
So good.
On another, hey, can you help me up here?
He'd have to help me up for the fight. So good.
Ooh.
Yikes. I can answer that.
Yeah.
I put my bathing suit over the shower.
Yeah,
I wouldn't put it over.
If
the
I
it doesn't
do
dry
swim,
as quick. You need that,
yeah.
especially like I was just in the Dominican Republic, and there. I mean, that was like, I mean, it looked like people were doing their laundry there. It was fucking chaos. Which like I would do it on the chair on the balcony, so like not hanging over.
You can't hang it on the rail because it blows away.
I know, but yeah, I mean, it doesn't. It's not a good look either. Fucking dirt balls in 302 or whatever.
The resort looks like Hooverville.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever do boxers underneath a swimsuit?
Oh
yeah,
never
yeah.
really.
Sometimes it depends. It depends on the suit.
I cut the mesh lining out of inside the bathing suit.
Why?
Always.
Yeah, I do too.
Because I don't
weird.
Like. All, yeah,
that's why I just wear basketball shorts when I swim most of the time.
All right.
Yeah, it's so true.
The long ones and ones.
yep.
Hey yo.
That's trash.
I will, especially with sheaths. I'll wear sheaths.
Sheaths are different.
Because it's,
yeah.
like a spandex. She's really
but you'll
getting
wear,
a fucking
you'll,
I know. This is it feels like branded content now.
Hold on. You'll do
it's
that.
Not, they haven't paid us. I mean, they haven't been a sponsor in like a
you'll
year.
You'll do that with board shorts that don't have a mesh lining in
well,
it.
Well, if I do have the mesh lining, I'll cut out the mesh lining.
Always.
And
yeah,
then I'll
get
do
rid of that
I'll do
shit.
Sheaths. Yeah.
Yeah,
I like my
loose.
I like my boys together.
Yeah, that mesh lining, man. I fucking that shit used to tear me up when I was a kid.
It turns into a hammock.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, fucking man. You feel like a fucking tuner in there. Fucking wrapped up.
Putting
wait
them on
for the sea shepherd to come and save me.
It does feel like the net is like your like balls are like crabs
dude,
and stuff.
It's
like
crazy.
Like,
yeah.
like it's just going to lift up onto a boat.
Yeah.
yeah.
It's a tough look fucking
yeah.
too. When
that
bathing
rash you get too.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
that red line you get.
How about when bathing suits have pockets and they blow up?
Oh yeah.
Oh, that happened to me in Hawaii, and the captain of the boat that we were swimming on kept calling me airbags.
He was talking about your tits.
Oh man, you know it's not good to get roasted by the captain.
Oh dude, no.
You can't go back at him.
Yeah, he was like a Hawaiian Tarzan too. He like spearfishes, fucking wrestles octopus with his bare hands. Fucking call me airbags in front of my girl.
Yeah, that's a tough look. All right, this one's just funny. This is from Hunter. Ever ride an old wheelchair for fun? Dude, as a kid, if you could get your hands on a wheelchair at like a hotel
right.
or an airport or something.
Grocery store.
That
grocery
was a
store.
Good time.
How is your wheelchair wheelie game?
Oh, too scared to do that.
I haven't been in a wheelchair in a long time.
How's yours?
Fucking epic, dude.
Yeah.
yeah.
Just did a three.
What, you hang out in nursing homes as a kid?
I just got the moves, dog. I'm built different.
I used to work at a hospital, and we would race them.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a good time.
It's fun. Yeah, it's fun.
Why is it so much fun? I don't know. Like, everybody eyes it up. I was like, can't wait to get my fucking hands on that thing.
Anything. That, a hotel cart, a shopping cart, golf carts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
carts
any
are a good
shit.
Time. And just,
carts
you're on a wheel.
Time.
You're on wheels.
Oh, yeah. Dude, running with the cart and then... just letting it coast.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm.
What we would do a lot of the time was, because like my dad, he owned a construction company. So like those like the hand trucks. So you would like Frankenstein.
Oh, sure.
Like, you would like my brother would like zip me around or whatever.
Fuck but, yeah. Like Hannibal Lecter. Yeah, absolutely.
Like, pull you up, you're like, it's a good fucking time.
that's
good.
Top shelf fun.
That's good time.
This one's also funny. Jacob, haven't had a question read yet. Ever have a three-legged dog? Which I feel bad for the dog, but it typically says something, something went awry at some point.
Yeah, so. I used to walk a three-legged dog when I was a dog walker.
Was there a story behind it that you know?
No, I think it was just like a defect in the dog. Yeah.
Got an accident.
Bar fight, yeah. The dog, but people would compliment me. They'd be like, "You're a good person." And I was
sure.
Like, I'm going to take credit for this. Yeah. I'd take it.
Get paid $8 an hour to do this. Yeah.
Seven.
You know somebody's going to get eight. Yeah.
Yeah, where can I get this $8 deal? No, that's true, though. If your dog has three legs, it does feel like you did something.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure. Because most people just have them put to sleep or take them back. You know?
Take them back.
Take them
you
back.
Got the papers on his thing. Hey. It's in my email.
I'd like a refund.
You sold me a three-legged dog. Give me 25% back now.
There was an extra leg taped on this dog when I bought it.
I thought the fourth one was going to grow in, but it hasn't. Take them back to a Best Buy.
I feel like they've gotten more popular. I guess probably because in the 90s, you just put them down.
No, but yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. People are more tolerant and better people.
Yeah.
They're just in fashion right now. Yeah. People are like, can you give me a three-legged dog?
Oh, man. Poor puppy dog.
Yeah, I love a dog.
Manscaped?
Manscaped?
The boys are back?
Woo!
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Shout out to Manscaped, gang. Let me tell you something.
Best in the biz.
Best in the biz. It's winter right now. Make sure that you keep trimming the bushes, you know what I mean? It ain't like outside where the grass stops growing. It's still growing in there.
Mm-hmm. You don't want any tinsel on a tree.
No, you want to be fresh for the holidays because that's when some experimentation might come into
that's
the
when, like,
boudoir.
The company holiday parties start happening. You're taking a run at this guy, that gal, you know? What? You got to be ready.
Folks, when you're fucking a secretary in the break room, make sure you're all manscaped up. You want to be clean down there. She'll be running her mouth to the other broads in the office.
I know.
Then the pussy's going to dry up.
You look like an asshole. That's what I'm talking about. That you help yourself with the Performance Package 4.0. You'll find the Signature Lawnmower 4.0, the electrical trimmer, with proprietary advanced skin-safe technology that reduce cuts on your nuts. The Manscaped Package Performance also includes a Crop Preserver, Crop Reviver, anti-chafing ball deodorant, moisturizer and toner. It's whatever you need to keep the North Pole feeling and smelling fresh.
That's what I'm talking about. Let's cut the bullshit here.
I know
what we're doing.
Yeah, you got to listen. This is a time where you're back home, you're visiting people, the whole thing's going on. A lot of booze floating around.
Sure.
You want to be good in case something jumps off.
And I literally just manscaped.
Yeah.
Because we got them.
Me too.
I just cleaned up. Let me tell you something. The before and after photos, you would think I look like I fucking grew. Fuck, I'm like a fucking NBA prospect. I shot up a couple inches
in
college.
It does give you an optical illusion, which is good. When
love it.
Yeah. So get
bought it, how you saw it.
Get off 20. You get 20% off and free shipping with the promo code garbage at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use code garbage. Clean up your nuts and make Santa proud this year. Promo code garbage. Now back to the show. All right. Let's see. This one I don't get. You might understand this being from. This might be a Midwest thing. This is from Eric. Is it garbage if your hometown parks a shitty truck on the ice of a local lake and places bets on what day it'll fall through the next spring?
Jesus.
I mean, that's a specific town thing, yeah. Man. I don't
no
know
movie
that.
Theaters in that town, huh?
That's got to be some Wisconsin shit.
That's got to, right?
Yeah.
Like, I feel if it was in the Northeast, we would have heard of that.
Isn't that right. Bad for the lake?
Oh, I'm sure it's not good.
Yeah. Just dumping an old F-150 in the fucking...
Full tank of gas.
This lake needs a little fuel, yeah.
Yeah.
Toughen up the fish.
That's
full
fucking
tank
nuts.
Of gas and some fertilizer in the back.
Did you ever play on a frozen lake?
No. I'm from Indiana. It didn't get like, quite cold enough. But in Chicago, you would be on, like, frozen lakes, right? You ever do that?
Fuck no.
Yeah, that's
too
scary.
For me, man.
Too scary.
Yeah.
I saw It's a Wonderful Life when I was a kid. I would never do that because that's what happens to his brother in the beginning.
I know. My mom would never let me. She was so worried about something happening because she was a nurse. So she was like, anything dangerous we weren't allowed to do.
Does Lake Michigan freeze completely?
No.
No?
No.
It's way too big.
No, just on the shore, it gets like really frozen.
Right.
Really?
Have you ever done a polar plunge?
No.
I have.
Really?
Yeah. Down in Sea Isle. It's I'm a big boozer. My family's big boozer.
Yeah.
So you go down, you start drinking at like fucking 10.
Yep.
You meet at 12 on the beach.
Oh, that's when you jump into the water.
Yeah, you just like fucking take your clothes, just run, dive
in. Yeah.
It's shockingly cold.
That sounds very fun to be.
But like, also, like every year someone dies.
Yep.
Because
what?
They're too fucked up.
Yep.
And they're like, "This is fine. I'm not cold." It's like, uh-huh. Well, that's the Jack Daniels talk.
Someone dies.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah.
Down the Jersey Shore.
A lot. Yeah.
But it's a sacrifice that's got to be made.
So you've gone and you've been on the beach when someone's died.
No.
And you're still taking pictures and doing shots and shit?
No. Well, first of all, it's like huge. I mean, there's like thousands of people that go. And they don't die on the beach. They die of like complications.
Right. Like they,
and, like, they get up, they're in there for like 20 minutes.
Their innards
get
frozen.
It's not bad.
And then they die.
Their insides get freezer burn. Yeah.
Freezer
burn. Then you got a three-legged dog.
You got a liver that's got to thaw out.
Yeah,
you
just
know?
Cut that off.
It's got freezer burn.
That's what the coroner says.
This man's got freezer burn.
Bad case of freeze. They didn't use Ziploc.
Like a loose bag of All-Rider, for God's sakes. This man is frozen.
Turned his lungs into dino nuggets.
You gotta put that All-Rider in the sink.
You're going to need a lot of ketchup to save this boy. I'll tell you that right now.
Anybody got an air fryer?
Give me 2 cc's of hot sauce. Stat.
Was he in a Shoney's freezer?
Oh, buddy, we're having fun over here. That's what we're doing.
This is the only podcast where I get reference Shoney's.
Oh, and everybody knows what you're talking about. We've done dissertations on Shoney's.
Shout out to Shoney's.
Shout out to Shoney's. Oh, do they even have any?
Hell of a
anymore?
Stuffed mushroom. We talked about this.
We just talked
a couple
about it.
Weeks
oh my God,
ago.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, don't be silly.
Look at that.
Couple weeks ago, there was one near my college that we would go to in the middle of the night.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That was my birthday spot for a while.
Oh,
I was
quit
a kid.
Bragging.
You don't say.
Joey's ruled, yeah.
My birthday spot. Yep, what years are we talking? Not
like,
as a kid.
Like six, yeah.
What?
Seven, yeah.
Oh, that was
Shoney's.
Your parents' birthday spot.
Yes,
that had
yes.
nothing to do with you,
I liked
friend.
It. I thought it was cool. But then, you know, we upgraded to Outback.
We were nice. Outback yeah. was fancy.
That's a quality
that
meal.
That became
right
our, like,
we
when
were
my mom,
Applebee's.
Never
oh,
been.
Dude, Applebee's is bad, but I loved it as a kid.
I mean, it was like up until even... Oh, like into college. Yeah. My mom would be like, "You want to run around to Applebee's?" I'm like, "Yeah, that was like
I run around."
I low-key still like. Did I talk about this last time? That was like my bar, Applebee's.
I think we might. Have.
It was like
yeah,
my
yeah,
cheers
yeah,
for a while.
Yeah,
yeah, I loved it. Oh yeah, yeah. We talked about this. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
we
I
have
feel bad. I'm crossing over. Too
no,
much.
It's okay because we did just say, and I'll back this up again.
This whole podcast is about four things, by the way. Shoney's, Applebee's.
Yep,
you know,
yep,
when
yep.
those places are done right, they're fucking awesome.
Yeah.
They're awesome. Mm-hmm.
There's a reason there's fucking 3,000 of them throughout
yeah.
the
Applebee's, you got that square bar, fucking
yeah.
a million TVs.
Yes. Woo! Oh, I love it. It's
cheap
underrated.
Drinks.
Underrated on how cheap
fried
it is.
Food.
Get a Blue Hawaiian.
The boneless wings are, oh, man, and you're cooking.
Yeah.
Boneless wings and a big old beer.
Nothing.
That's my country song.
Well, like, I just talked to my mom. It was my stepdad's birthday last week. I'm like, oh, what are you doing? She's like, we're going around to Outback. And I'm like, mm-hmm. you guys got money. What are you doing? Go live, get cultured. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Never been to an Outback.
What?
No.
Oh, man.
But
I've been once or twice.
It was always the pinnacle of, it was always, it's just like Disney World. It's a place that we always wanted to go. When the commercials come on,
yes.
we would feel bad about ourselves. We wanted to get our hands in that blooming onion.
Yep.
And we just never went.
We would always go. Get the cheese fries, which I found out there was like a study or whatever, like a survey. It's like the least healthy thing. Yeah.
Yeah,
a lot of Stanford research. They said put this virus research on hold. We got
to
find out.
Get to the bottom of the cheese fries.
We got to find out about the appetizers.
I
at
do
Outback.
Think I hear. I do.
It
remember
was the most
caloric,
unhealthy thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
It's like 20,000 calories.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And
it's
I thought it was good for you as a kid. I did. I was like, oh, it's fried. It's potatoes and cheese. What could be wrong? And
is
then,
the boy getting enough cheese?
That's the doctor in Indiana. I think he's got a cheese deficiency.
Slash mechanic.
This man needs a handful of root beer barrels.
I like it. The vibe of that character is, now I'm not a big city doctor.
Yeah. I'm not going to talk about your liberal cholesterol at all.
Somebody rotate this boy's tires. That.
This young man's out of WAPA fluid.
He needs an oil change.
God's sakes.
Did you know? I thought you said whopper fluid.
I did. What do you mean?
Yes. Yep. When you do the captions, make it say whopper fluid.
Be like a Pearl Jam song. I don't know what he's saying.
There's no curds in his blood.
His blood is curd free.
This boy's got too much water in him.
He's not even pre-gout.
That's what's been kicking through my head. What's going on in my arms and legs?
You got the gout,
yeah, which I won't even. I won't even Google it.
No,
I'm just
you can't
cutting
be
out
Googling
this
shit.
Dude. I'm cutting out the cigs and the beer for a couple days, seeing if I can write the.
You
shit.
Can write the shit.
Yeah. I was smoking.
I don't cure gout.
I was smoking so many cigs on Saturday night. I went into the bar. And I'm talking to my buddies. I'm like, anybody else's feet sweating right now? They're like, what? I'm like, I don't know, man.
You do that where you're like, everybody else is probably feeling this. Yeah. I asked my buddy. I was like, does your chest just hurt sometimes? And he was like, no. And I was like, fuck.
Mine does.
Good. All right.
Yeah.
I'm safe. Yeah, I mean,
Tommy, you're all right, kid. Don't worry. You got another 270 pounds to go. Don't sweat it. You have as many cheese fries as you want.
Oh, you know what else looked good in those commercials? I remember as a kid being like, I can't wait to have a Foster's, you know?
Oh.
It looked so good.
That and Red Stripe.
Yes. Yes, man. That bottle of Red Stripe.
Oh,
looks
so
cool.
Perspiring.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. On a hot Jamaican beach.
On one of those hot Jamaican days I dreamed about in Indiana.
I'm not going in the water. I always say that I definitely have like emotional attachments to like food and drink. Mm-hmm. A lot of that does come from when I was a kid, the commercials.
Yeah.
They fucking got me hook, line, and sinker.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
The Capri Sun commercials, the kids were having so much fun.
Yes.
Always, man. Fucking, every time I take a bite of a Cool Ranch Dorito,
mm-hmm.
my mind goes back to when Jay Leno was the spokesman. When Cool Ranch Doritos came out, Jay Leno was
the spokesman. He must be getting a lot done then.
He was the spokesman, and I always think he did the commercials so good.
Yeah.
They always
I don't
make
remember
me want
that
to
at
Cool
all.
Ranch Doritos. I'm probably 10 years older than you.
Yeah, I was more of a Conan Doritos guy.
I'm a Fallon man myself.
3D Doritos.
Those stunk, by the way.
They brought them back.
Really?
They brought them back, and I should have remembered. Did they?
I think they sold them in a tube so they wouldn't break.
The old ones they did.
It was like this
that.
Big. It looked like a fucking
Pringles can. Oh, yes, 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 yes.
That's
yes.
why it didn't work. That thing was
That's
weird.
Right.
I already got a big one. What the fuck I want that
but
for?
They brought them back, and I remember having them as a kid and being like, these should be good, but they're not.
They're not.
And then I was like, maybe I'll give it another try.
They
still suck.
They always suck.
They still suck.
The inside had this weird, like, waxy coating in them or something. The texture
was
wasn't
no
right.
good.
Yeah, it's no good. And every time they've tried to fuck with the Cheez-It, they've ruined them. The big ones.
What are
that
you
toast,
talking
that toasty
about?
One's
what?
Good.
Snap,
I've never disagreed with anything
Cheez-Its?
More in my life.
Uh-oh,
I think every cheese that they put out is dynamite.
You're crazy.
Not the barbecue
Dude,
ones.
Okay, not the barbecue, but the Tabasco ones, the ones that, you know what the best
the
ones
parma,
are?
Please don't say white cheddar.
The extra cheesy ones are incredible.
Really?
Jeff Asma's got me on that
ones.
Shit.
I think we took them. The crispy ones are great. The toasty ones.
Yes.
They're fantastic, but they put too much of everything on them.
Yeah,
like it's just like you can't then touch any. It just ruins the experience.
Oh yeah, you can't be
it's
touching
not a cheese anymore.
You can't be touching shit.
I know,
you
but I was
be touching shit.
Well, like I was just stopped at a fucking gas station on at a rest stop,
oh,
and I was just like, "Well, I can't. I literally can't
you
eat
get
these
them
and
home.
Dry."
You got to get them home.
And they a
put
lot
them
of
in
gas
a bowl.
Stations don't
cheese
have the
curls will
ones.
Do that to you. The
yeah,
puffs.
Oh, I know. I mean,
you
I'm
film
a man.
On your fingers for weeks.
I'm a sucker for anything flaming hot, and that will ruin your whole night. I wake up, I'll. This is
rub
gross.
Your eyes or scratch your
oh,
balls.
Oh, yeah. I got to take my contacts out. And it's like, but I'll wake up and my pillow will be a little red because I am drooling.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Got flaming hot on the brain again.
Yep. I'm a flaming hot man. But no, it ruins your fingers and everything.
Everything.
Forever.
Yeah.
But the extra cheesy Cheez-Its, I'm telling you.
Really?
Can't
I don't
miss.
Think I've ever tried them.
Extra cheesy. You think it's going to be too much cheese.
Do you like the white cheddar?
Is there?
I don't really fuck with the white cheddar.
Is there a dust on them?
They
or
bother.
There's a dust. There's a dust.
The white cheddars bother me, especially when somebody tries to put them out to be fancy.
Yeah.
It's like it's in a fucking cereal bowl.
Yeah,
all right, get that shit out of here.
I used to eat the like low fat ones, and then I was like, this isn't.
Yeah, they don't
changing
do it.
Enough.
Yeah,
of,
they
yeah.
Don't, yeah.
Somebody swears to reduce fat.
Off.
K Casey Smith swears by them from Barstool. Yeah. She was arguing with that when she was here.
I used to eat them all the time. I used to eat anything that said low fat or low calorie on it, and it's like, really, it's not doing you that
Were you
favors.
A Snackwell family? Remember Snackwell cookies? Everybody thought they were good for you?
No, no, we didn't. Because that was before. When I was a kid, I wasn't healthy. Like, we would just eat Little Debbies and shit like that.
I like how he thinks he's healthy now. He was just talking about, now about, that I'm a health talking about getting an argument at a Taco Bell cantina.
Now that I'm a health freak.
Those are the old days.
Yep, yep. I only eat the low-fat gordita crunches. I do, when I go to Taco Bell, if I eat like something with chicken instead of the beef, I'm like, all right.
I just saved 10%. You
exactly.
Know,
because now they show the calories on the menu, so I'll be like, oh, reduced fat sour
It's
cream.
Only 1,400. I'll take that. Yep, yep. Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's
What's
good.
The scene like in that Taco Bell?
It's not good. You don't want to be in there.
Yeah, I was at the one on 23rd.
Not a lot of talent floating around there, I would imagine. I'm going to take a lap. A
couple of bar flies.
I love a guy who's not a lot of talent in here today at Taco Bell.
Once a DJ gets here, this place will pick up.
Anybody calling hot women talent is the trashiest thing in the
world. There's a lot of talent in there. Oh,
that's something like your old uncle says.
Yep. Oh, talent. And it's always the ugliest piece of shit ever saying that, too. They're like, oh, where's the talent in here? It's like, you have gout now.
Yeah, how's the talent down there? Like, what?
Holy shit.
It's so trashy.
I'll also get... yo, New York. How's New York? Good. A lot of hot chicks up there. I'm like, what are you gonna get on the bus? like, if I say you're gonna head up right now.
Oh shit! I gotta book a flight.
Like you were waiting on my confirmation.
I gotta get up there.
Yeah, you don't know what you're missing out on. They're beating them off with a stick.
Yeah, I'm sure they're looking for a guy with a CPAP machine. I wonder if her ankle swells up on a flight too, huh? How you doing? Dirtbag. Talent. What's a talent like?
I was
there?
Waiting for a guy with a Kansas City Chiefs jersey to show up. That's his main form of attire.
Is that Patrick Mahomes? Holy shit. Dude, jerseys, man. Jerseys on a grown man is a real tough look.
It's
I
rough.
Hate to
unless
tell
you're at a game.
You got to be at a game.
You
got
to be at a game. On your way to a game, at a game, or on your way back from a game.
Yeah, maybe a bar.
I'll allow it.
Like a playoff game. Yes.
Yeah. I'll allow
but
that.
Regular season, you're showing up with a jersey. You look like such an asshole.
I'll also say you get a pass Thanksgiving Day for like flag football with your family or whatever. Touch football.
Sure.
Yeah. I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
I don't know.
But that guy's
but still,
but
that like,
guy's,
what you
that guy's usually the asshole of the group. The guy
he's
that shows
too aggro.
Up with the jersey and like a brand new pair of gloves.
Yep. Too aggro. It's too in touch. He's like pushing you a little too hard. He's like, it's too in touch.
You got one hand. That was only one hand.
He was out. He was out. Yeah. He was out. It's like, relax.
He only had one foot in it.
We're playing
He's only got one foot. Yeah, leave the dog alone.
None of these catches count. He only got one foot in bounds. Oh, man.
We're having charades.
I miss that, man. I miss playing touch football on Thanksgiving.
Just played it on Thanksgiving. It was it was my best game I've ever had in my life.
Really?
I was steady QB.
Were you quarterback?
I was locked in. The ball was perfectly deflated.
Oh, man.
I was fucking making it rain out
love
there.
That.
And my one cousin's boyfriend, he was in high school. Now he's in college, so he had that growth spurt.
Yeah.
Kid's a fucking athlete. Can jump like 7 feet. All I got to do is lob one up, fucking touchdowns all day.
There was a third grader covering him. So.
There are some brutal mismatches. There are some brutal mismatches.
And he's going to remember that day.
Oh, we're going to teach him a lesson out here, boys.
Yes, I did want to expose you, and yes, you were targeted.
You're on Uncle Lenny Island today.
Uncle Lenny Island.
Standing over an 8-year-old. It's all day.
All day.
He's crying.
All day. He's got his nice pants on, too.
You have not lived.
Tooth Fairy ain't going to save you now, boy.
You're adding up your fantasy numbers. Yeah. I put down 50 today.
Oh.
Man, I want to have a I gotta have kids and stuff just so I can get back to that family, the Thanksgiving football game. Because now my family's aged out of it. Like, everybody's in a fucking wheelchair. Got a fucking.
That's a good time, though.
Yeah. Let me race around in your wheelchair. Come on now.
To tackle, you have to dump them out of the wheelchair. Your grandmother's just laying there.
She's steady running back.
That's what you get. That's
day.
What you get.
Don't come around here.
We're making homemade pies today, Grandma.
What is that noise you're making, dude? That's freaking
me
out.
That's not trying to spit something out noise. That's great.
They had music playing over there. It was perfectly on rhythm.
I just spit coffee everywhere.
That's great.
Oh, dude. Over your grandma.
That's what we call a sack lunch.
I thought you liked hard candy. I got a jawbreaker for you, Grandma.
This ain't bingo, old lady.
She's getting carted off.
Go play some canasta.
Oh, God. Good stuff. All right, let's do a couple more, and then we got to skedaddle. This one's trash. I never thought about it. This is from Steve. Ever use a sump pump anywhere else other than a basement?
Wait, a sump pump?
A sump pump is like a pump that pumps out the basement if it's flooding.
Oh, we have one on our pool cover right now.
Yeah, that's yeah. We have used to, and he said the same thing. We used to have to do it in the backyard because there was like a low level in our backyard. Yeah. We'd have to just pump it all out onto the street. It was real. Wow. It was
you weren't sump water. Pump people, were you?
No, well, we didn't have
You were let it puddle.
Yeah, yeah.
Let it pool.
When I lived in my old apartment, it would just be a like an inch of water down there sometimes, and it's like, well, you just gotta wait this out, I guess.
Like, hey, we gotta wait for the dry season.
Maybe this will drown a couple of rats.
Oh man, there's nothing grosser than a fucking half flooded basement.
Oh, I know.
You don't know why. I think sharks are in there. I don't like that at all.
Man. I lost so much shit to that. I had an old landlord who would just let our shit flood, and he would be like, "Oh, that's because of the neighbor or whatever." And I was like. Ruined thousands of dollars of apparel. Well, at least that's what I said.
According to Allstate.
What's TJMX charging for underwear these days?
Jesus, I had $37,000 worth of underwear down there.
I had a bunch of TJ Maxx bucks down there. No, it's
why would you keep stuff in the basement of your apartment?
I lived in the basement, and so
he's
it was
not
my
a
room. It was my room.
God,
yeah.
I like how he was like, I used to keep stuff. I lived down there.
I was in that. I was in that basement.
I was. Sleeping
I keep
down
my
there.
Stuff down there because I also live. I'm down there.
Well, my bed was there.
It's easier for me to access it because I am also down there.
I don't want to be walking up all these stairs, so I figure my stuff's down there. I might as well live down there.
I apologize. I should have explained myself better. Was it a finished basement?
No. 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 It was one of the shittiest rooms. I lived in there for 4 years.
Was New York or Chicago?
New York.
Was there a hot water heater down there?
There was, yes.
Wow.
There was a room for it, though. That it was a better room than my room, honestly.
Man, if I can get my act together, I could be a hot water heater someday.
Hey, what if we switch rooms? Yeah.
What, do you know the guy? Are you on the lease or something? What's going on?
You moving out anytime soon?
Are things serious with the dishwasher? That's also... Real trashy that someone wrote in, I forget, is we call it a hot water heater.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a water heater.
Yeah, that's true.
You're
why
not,
would you,
yeah.
Nobody's got a cold water cooler.
It's just
I guess
it's,
you have a water cooler, but that's a different
it's
thing.
It's a water heater.
Right. Okay. Why would it be a hot water
It's not a hot
heater.
Water
redundant.
Heater. It's redundant. Yeah, it's a water heater.
Well, my dad
like
always called it this
ATM machine.
Fucking
thing.
Yeah. Oh, God. All right, let's do one more and get out of here. God damn, that is a good time. This one's just funny. This is from KRG. Never had a question read yet. I went to summer camp in Kippy's hometown, Camp Nockamixon in Bucks County, PA, which I remember. And every year the camp would get robbed by local kids. Kippy, do you know the whereabouts of my Dave Matthews Live at Red Rock CD? Man, Man, Bucks County is filled with a bunch of dirtbags.
Who goes to summer camp in just a regular town? What the fuck? That's weird.
It was like a camp. Like, it was like,
where did he grow up?
I don't know.
How bad was it where he was?
It was probably relatively, but it was like, I remember hearing it. We never went. It was for Goobers. It was for
this guy. Dave Matthews CD gave that away. Yeah. Especially a live version.
But it was like a camp that you would see, like, remember like Ernest Goes to Camp or whatever? Mm-hmm. It was like a camp out of like a 90s fucking movie.
Was he there?
Movie. No, but it was just like you could canoe and like that wasn't.
Was there canoeing?
Yeah, I just said you could canoe.
Where's the body of water? What are they canoeing on? The Schuylkill?
No, in a lake.
You have lakes in Bucks County?
Do you know what a lake is?
Yeah. We don't have any lakes. It's pretty good.
There's got to be a lake. Right. There's got to be a lake.
Not where they have a camp where they're advertising.
That's why I'm saying. That's why they would. That's why the camp was placed there. It was on a lake. There was trails. You could hike. You could probably, you know, fucking do archery or something.
Sounds pretty nice, actually.
Yeah, we should go. That's our next Patreon thing.
What's it called? Camp Knuckle Sandwich? Right? Something like that.
Camp Knock a Mixin.
I just Googled Bluebell, PA Lake. I got like 6 results.
There you go.
Also, Bluebell's like this big. If you did Montgomery County.
Do Montgomery County. See if we have any lakes.
Dude, there's for sure. What are you talking about?
Freshwater.
No, you don't need fresh water.
That's what it is. There's no saltwater lake.
Tom.
Fresh water.
Between
salt
two
water
idiots.
Lake. Yeah, I need a saltwater lake.
Sea?
Any Dr. Pepper lakes over there?
Oh, my God. One of the results is Green Lane Reservoir.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, we used to swim in the
Yeah, that's dirty.
In the reservoir.
Yeah, it's dirty. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's no camp there, I can tell you that. There's an encampment there.
Yeah, a couple of homeless guys.
It's just full of three-legged dogs, dude.
Oh, God, that's great. All right.
Tough look. All right.
Let's wrap it up. This has been fucking a home run. Thank
you
so much.
Boys. You're the best.
Hey,
you're the
love
king.
You, boys.
We love you. What do you got coming up? What's coming down the
way.
Pike?
Good
that's
question.
You right
so,
there.
I got my podcast, Stand By Your Band, that mm-hmm. I do with Tommy McNamara. I got to get you boys on.
Whatever, buddy.
Good time. You defend music that people make fun of. It's very fun. Stand By Your Band. And I run a show called Good God in New York that's once a month, so check that out. And then road dates. I don't even know what I got. I'm doing all the, like, helium runs. And the
nice.
Sliders.
Nice.
I'm doing,
great
like,
clubs.
Good nights. I'm doing I'm coming to Austin. I'm
nice.
Coming to Indiana. I'm going to St. Louis. So just check my website, tomtakar.com. Boys, I love you guys. Thanks
love
so
you,
much
man.
For having
appreciate
me.
It.
Sorry if I repeated too much shit.
Oh,
what
stop
are you talking
I couldn't
about?
Remember what I talked about.
No,
last
I didn't remember
you're the
either.
Fucking
so
best. I stunk most of the time.
no, you're fucking beautiful. Amazing.
Half the time.
Kippy. It is tough, especially when we're like really firing.
Yes.
And you throw out a stinker.
I check out. So, dude, when it's moving too quick, like everybody does, you just, I'm like, all right, yeah. I'm just letting them two go. I gotta catch my breath here. Tag me in.
Kippy, what do you got for him?
At Kevin Ryan Comedy on all social media. Check us out. We're going to be in Hartford, Connecticut, Albany, and Syracuse.
Albany and Syracuse, yes.
December
14th, 15th, and 16th.
Get those fucking tickets, the last live dates of the year, and then we're taking a couple of months off and going to be coming back in 2022.
And those ticks are moving, honestly, so get them.
Yes.
That made it sound like they weren't. But
they're not. Well, we're not going to sell at Albany. It's like a 400-person room. It's in Albany.
They're moving, though.
No.
You got time.
I have something to say before we leave. I apologize. So last week on the show, I did the I opened my mouth and said that I was going to give away my Palm T-shirt, right? I did not expect the overwhelming interest in the shirt, and I appreciate it. So I think the best thing to do, I just want to say, the contest is still fucking open. Keep fucking hitting me up, baby. Let's fucking go. We'll see you next week.
Peace.